Here's a quiet little woman sitting right here on the end of the seat. Now you're at the end of the row. She's praying. She's got a Bible laying on her lap. She's praying for someone else. That's right. Got heart trouble. Isn't that right, lady? It's a brother. That's right. Raise up your hand. You have no prayer card or nothing. You believe me to be God's servant? Then Christ lives tonight, and I've told the truth. And Christ is here to vindicate the truth. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. I'm very happy for the Lord God. A little lady sitting behind her, a finger up against her nose just at this time, putting it down on her throat. Got heart trouble too. That's right. And you got trouble with your eyes, haven't you? Your eyes are going dim. That's right. I'm not reading your mind. There's a light hanging over you. The same light that led the children of Israel. The same light that became flesh and dwelt among us. The same one that turned back to light when his corporal body was raised up into heaven and Paul seen him on the road to Damascus. There he is again. You got trouble with your eyes. You got trouble with your heart. You believe me to be God's servant? If that's true, raise up your hands and wave them. Now the audience be the judge. Have you a prayer card? You don't have no prayer card. All right? You can be healed now. Be well. If thou canst believe. What do you think of it sitting next to her there, lady? You're praying too. You believe with all your heart? There'll be three if God will reveal it. Three's a confirmation. Are we strangers to one another, lady? I mean the little lady with her hand up back there, the handkerchief. Another lady's... I'm watching the lady. I got a contact with her by the Holy Spirit because there's a light right over her. You're aware something's going on, aren't you? You're praying for somebody else. That's right, isn't it? If I tell you who you're praying for, you believe me to be his prophet? Your mother. Now, would you believe me now? Then if the Holy Spirit has struck you, your mother's not here. Your mother is suffering with arthritis. She's got heart trouble. And she's got something wrong with her breast. It's a cancer on her breast. And she lives in Arkansas. Exactly right. I see the fields and swamps. That's exactly right. Now, if that's right, raise up your handkerchief and wave it to the audience. There you are. Do you believe? The armor of God is supernatural. If thou canst believe. The Bible said the mouth of three witnesses. There's three witnesses. Ask them if I ever know them or anything. It's not me. It's Christ. If thou canst believe. He said, all things are possible. Little lady sitting here with your head bowed. Suffering with a Bright's disease. Yeah. You believe with all your heart? I struck you. You was praying, wasn't you? You believe me to be his servant? Have Bright's disease. That's right. That's right. I don't know you, dear lady. I'm a stranger to you. But God does know you. Yeah. It's some connection about a minister. Your husband's a preacher. That's right. Your name is Flossie. That's right. And your last name is Woodward. That's right. I see you standing by a street called Willetta. That's right. And your number is 3322 West Willetta Street. That's right. Raise up your hand. You believe me to be God's prophet? Then get what you ask for in Christ's name. What about you way back? What do you think, young man? My book ain't on your lap. Mexican boy. You believe? You know that epilepsy if you believe with all your heart. You believe you will? You're from California, aren't you? That's right. Raise up your hand. That's true. You seated? What do you think the white woman sitting there next to you? You believe with all your heart? The lady? You have heart trouble too. You have gallbladder troubles, gallstones in the gallbladder. You're not from this country. You're from the east, way extreme east. You're from Baltimore, Maryland. Raise up your hand if that's true. All right. You believe? There's the angel of the Lord standing over kind of a middle-aged woman sitting on the outside of the road. She's suffering with gangrene from an operation. That's right, little lady. You're from Mesa. You're wearing glasses. You got a brown pocketbook. If thou canst believe with all your heart, you can have that which you ask for. Do you believe it? How many of the rest of you believe it? With all your heart? The Spirit of the Lord Jesus is here. God has confirmed the word that is the truth. I wonder if every man and woman, boy or girl, that believes and sees that there's something there, there's something that's got me in under his control right now. And if that ain't the Bible sign that Jesus Christ said with me, then I'm a false prophet. If Jesus didn't do this very same thing and said that his disciples would do the same thing, prove it to me by the Bible. Right. Now, how many of you believe in us? And you that raised your hand, will you walk down here just a minute right here before we finish praying for the sick? Walk right down here, you that raised your hand, wants to come to Christ. Will you come right down here? I want to stand here and shake hands with you or do something. Pray with you. While the sister gives us a little card on, don't leave. Stay still, everybody. Come right out. That's it, mister. Come out, sit lady. Come down out of the balcony now. Come on. I'm just going to wait a minute. That's right. Come on. I ain't going to call or beg. If the Holy Spirit can't stop you like this or touch you, then there's no need of me trying any farther. If the Word won't do it, and the Spirit with the Word, then I believe it's beyond hope. Was you sincere when you raised your hand a while ago? I believe you were. I thought your word God would too. Will you come here and stand? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Dad. Maybe a many days you've wasted away, but now this is it. God bless you, young man. I hope God calls you into the ministry and makes a preacher out of you. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. I seen you sitting back there, just barely could raise. I hope God calls you in the ministry and makes a real preacher out of you. Come right here and stand. Come in this way, will you, folks? God bless you, my sister. I will stand right here beside you, will you, just a minute. Come right in here, will you? God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. Come here, brother. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. That's right, little lady. Come right on down, a whole group coming at once. Little Spanish girls. Will you come out of the balconies everywhere? Come right on down. Oh, sinner, come home softly and tenderly, Jesus. God bless you, my brother, sister. Come right down here. Will you come on down? All the congregation singing now. Falling, oh, sinner, come home, come home. Won't you come? Come home. Oh, are you? Who are we? Come home. What's the time? I offer you Christ. By the Word, by the Spirit. Come now, won't you? If you're weary, oh, sinner. God bless you, ladies. Walking alone, but that's all right. Somebody's walking with you, sister dear. Don't never forget that. Now, friends, if you go from this place tonight without Christ in your heart, as the word of the gospel being planted, and the Holy Spirit coming right down and bringing that word to life and proving it by the Bible, not only outside the Bible, what a fantastic, a real Bible Holy Spirit that was on our Lord Jesus, coming right down, energizing the vine and bringing forth the very same thing or the branches that he did when he was on earth to fulfill the word. I'll be with you to the end of the world. Phoenix, Arizona. Now, at the judgment day, don't point your finger to me, for I'm free. Yes, I'm free. Don't point your finger to God. He sent his word and confirmed it. He's absolutely free. Right about it now. If I had been a church member 40 years, and the Holy Spirit was telling me that I was not a real born-again saint of God, I'd make my way to the altar right now. Won't you do it while we sing once more? Let the ministers come now around here so they can be with these people. These people who are standing here will own a church home, and these pastors who are cooperating here in this meeting, they're men who believe this message. They believe the word. They'll do you good. Make your church home somewhere. Be baptized and go to the church. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now while we sing, let them come now who will come, and the workers and the personal workers and the ministers come along while we sing once more. Then we're going to pray for the sick, and then we're going to ask prayer for them. All right. Earnestly, tenderly, she wants to come. Falling for you, for me. Things on the earth of his waiting and watching. Oh, watching for you and for will you come and offer God thanks? What about the lepers? Jesus said, wasn't there 10? There's yet a 9. Oh, sinner. Now with our heads bowed, I want to ask you a solemn question. Church of the living God, can you see the insincerity? Can you see that the old pond of the United States is about sanged out? The last soul's about gone in. Can you see why we rally for the overseeing? A message of that type, solidly on good gospel teaching, and a sign and miracles taking place in a meeting like that. 10,000 to 100 or 200,000 would come at one time to Christ. Then you wonder sometimes, what am I doing? What am I doing? I love you. I've cast a net. And some who would raise your hand, and then not with the sincerity enough to come offer God thanks, after God being good enough to knock at your door. Many sitting here tonight, don't tell me, I know what I'm talking about. There's men and women sitting right here tonight that knows that the Holy Spirit's told you to come up here. I'm just as positive as I know these other things. That's right. But he'll call. But remember, someday you'll call. And he'll act to you as you act to him now. You'll always reap what you sow. That's up to you. I leave it to you. Now, to the sick and afflicted, before we pray for this year, I want to offer prayer for you. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray the prayer of faith the best that I know how. With all my heart, with all that is within me, Christ, I have told them that your work of healing is a finished work. It's been finished 2,000 years. It's for their faith to believe it. And we have come down and so loved it tonight to have vindicated the truth and proved it to them that they could set in this audience and start praying. You turn right back around and tell them who they was and where they come from and all about it and what they were praying for and heal them. God, what could be left but judgment when mercy is spurned? God, I don't mean to be a rough preacher. I don't mean to do that. God, you know it. But how can I say anything unless you put it in my mouth? It's not premeditated. I know not what to say. You said, open your mouth, I'll fill it. And I do it, Lord, and I believe you. And I pray for these sick and afflicted just now with all my faith that you'll heal everyone that's in divine presence now. And they know that it's you, and just reach up and take a hold of you and your promise and be healed. Then around this altar, God's healing in a greater measure, in a more higher measure, in the highest thing that there is, eternal healing, eternal spirit, making eternal creatures out of creatures of time. How wonderful. These men and women raised their hands. They were grateful that you did offer them eternal life. And they've come here to make a public confession that they believe you and are repenting of their sins and offering you thanksgiving for the things that you've done for them. And now, Lord God, my Savior, you who come in your word, you who do all things well, and you said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him. And all that comes, I'll give him everlasting life. No man can pluck him from my hand. I will in no wise turn them out. He that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall never come to the judgment, but perish from death to life. God, I know you've done that for these people because they've come under conviction. And now, Lord God, while men and women who are standing around them, who's been chosen by this fine ministerial group to be personal workers, and some of the ministers themselves, who's experienced by receiving the Holy Spirit, they're standing here to lay hands on them, that they will receive the Holy Ghost. And I pray, God, that you'll fill everyone in divine presence without the Holy Ghost, that they will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost right now, right this hour, as I commit them to thee in Jesus Christ's name. Now raise your hands and praise him. You people lay your hands on them. And while I'm tired, I'm asking Brother here if you'll continue the prayer for them. But I'm so tired and weak, I must leave it this time. And God bless you. Put your hands over on these children, over on these people, ministers of the gospel. Walk out here. Oh, if the Holy Ghost would draw them here, walk up there, you people, and do something.
I do, ladies. Now, this is the time where God must speak. Of all I've said would be not right if Jesus doesn't speak himself. Can you all understand that? Now I put myself here in a position that whether this Bible has got to be right or it's got to be wrong now. This is the sealing time. Now the woman standing here, so far as I know, I've never seen her in my life. We're strangers, are we? We're probably born many miles apart and years apart, and this is the first time we've ever met. Now, if this ain't an exact picture of St. John 4 again, a man and a woman. Now, what if this woman wants healing? Could I heal her? No, sir. Could I do anything for her towards healing? No, sir. Everything that can be done. Now, if she's got a if she's got something or another that they could, the doctor could help her, could give her something that a doctor can't heal her. No, no, doctors don't heal. God heals. Doctors just set bones and take away pieces of obstruction of something that went bad, they take it out, something like that, or give you some, as I said the other night, some rat poison to poison the rats that's in you, the germs. But he can't build back those tissues. God stands in creation alone. He can cut a side open, take the tumor out, but who's going to heal that side? You better not never raise up if God don't heal it. He can cut, take away, but can't heal up. See what I mean? Now, what if she wants finance trouble? What if she wants this domestic trouble? What if it's not like a sin? All that she has need for is in Christ. Now, if Christ will reveal to me what the woman's here for, will every person believe with all your heart? The little lady will tell you, we don't believe in swearing. The Bible don't say, if you can't take personal people's word for it, well, that's just it. The Bible said, don't swear by heavens or earth. Don't swear at all. I never saw the woman in my life, as I know she says, I don't know her. And she doesn't know me unless she sat out in the audience somewhere and watched me. But God knows all about her. And if this little woman, right here, if the Holy Spirit would come and do the same thing to this woman that he did to the woman at the well of Samaria, find out where her troubles is and what she's here for, what she has need of, and reveal it to her, you know what that Samaritan woman said? We know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll do these things. That's a sign that our God, that you Christians, newborn Christians, just accept is not dead but is alive here with us tonight. Now, everybody in the building that don't have a prayer card and you want God to heal you, raise up your hand. All right? It's just almost everyone. I have faith. Now, I want just to speak to you, lady. Just merely as you're preaching like that, making an altar call, I just want to talk to you a minute. Lord, say, what would you want to talk to me for, Brother Ben? Get your spirit. Just like, why did Jesus want to talk to the woman at the well? Get your spirit. Said, bring me a drink. Said, it's not customary if you'd ask that. They went ahead talking at length. Finally, Jesus found where her trouble was. And I don't believe that the woman would have ever answered him. You don't have to answer me. But he didn't know the trouble anyhow, if God would have revealed it to him. You believe that? If I could help you, lady, and wouldn't do it, I'd be a brute. But the only way I could do it would be preach the word or by a divine gift. Is that right? Then you'd accept it. You're here for trouble in your back. That trouble is a rupture. It's a ruptured disc in your back. That's true. Now, do you believe? The woman be the judge. See? Now, what ought to happen? The entire group should say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. You're alive. Your word said you'd do that. We're living in the last days, in the atomic age. When you said about time for you to come, lift up your head. You said at that time these things would be taking place. And your eyes see it by your word. I now believe you're here. I accept you for my healer. That settles it. That ought to do it. God told Moses, go down and do this sign. And said they'll believe you. He did the sign, and they believed him. And they must put on. But our shepherd, the Lord Jesus, can come and do the sign. We Gentiles sit back and say, no, I don't know where that came around. That's why we miss the blessing. Now here, like talking to the woman. Now, I don't know what I told her. I couldn't tell you. But I could find out just a moment. There's my tape artist up there. They have it, every word that's muttered. But now, just to sit and talk to the woman a few moments, would it make you feel better if he would, might not say nothing else? But if he does, would it increase your faith if he would? Would it, you, lady? If it,
all right.
How many say it would increase your faith? Let's see your hands. So it should believe on the Lord Jesus. Now, lady, just using you for one. May the Lord grant it, is my prayer. But I want you to look this way. Just again, and see if the Holy Spirit would do what He promised He would do. He will do it. That is, if He will permit me. This is the gift. I don't operate the gift. The gift operates me. You're the one that's doing it. If you got faith, it's your faith, like the woman touched his garment. Now, if the audience still hears me, the woman, yeah, it's in her back. The trouble in her back, I see it again. And he said that it was a ruptured disc. It's a disc in the back that's ruptured. And there's someone else with you. And that woman is suffering with a nervous condition. That's right. She lives in this house, the same place you do. Her name is Bidwell. That's right. And you live like 13th, 15th here. Right? Your name is Edna Anderson. Right? Do you believe now? Oh, gracious God of heaven, have mercy upon us, thy poor subject, and bless this woman for whatever she has need of. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, lady. How do you do? I am a stranger to you. I suppose you're an Indian. Well, I have a great respect for your nationality. After all, you're the true American. God gave you this land. Now, I'm just one out of millions. But you may feel, and I do too, that you got a raw deal out of it. God gave the land, the white man comes up away from it. But I know one that won't give you a bad deal. That's the Lord Jesus. You are suffering from an extreme nervous condition. And then you've been to a doctor. And the doctor told you that you should be operated on. And that was for kidney condition. It's in the back. And it's your left kidney that they want to take out. Oh, God of heaven, send thy blessing upon the woman and bless her. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, lady. Give me that which you are asking for. Now the Lord Jesus does know all things, doesn't He? He knows you, and He knows me. He knows what you're here for. Your husband thinks you'd get well too, wouldn't he? Every preacher should believe the word. It all be hard. But you're suffering also with the nervous condition. And then you're having pains in your chest. Right? And I see it go back a little piece. And there was something about a doctor. And it was in the gallbladder. And he said it ought to be operated on, taking gallstones out. That's been at least 3 or 4 years ago or more. That's right. 3 years and 9 months. Do you believe now? Come here. Oh, blessed Jesus, the righteous Son of God, make well this dear person who stands here waiting, longing for your healing power. I bless her in Jesus' name for her healing. Amen. God bless you, lady. If thou canst believe, if you just be so kind as me, just don't move around if you can help. There's somebody was healed right back here a few moments ago. I didn't get it because someone was moving in it. You say, Brother Brennan, what about that? You say, I thought you just preached the Bible. That's the Bible. Jesus, when he went into a room where Jairus' daughter was healed, he said, she's just asleep. They said, we know she's dead. And he put them, everyone, out of the house. He led a man one time out of the crowd and took him out outside the city to heal him. If thou canst believe. I just believe right there, sitting with the lady. I'm not positive. You believe with all your heart? You believe the Lord Jesus sent me here to help you? If you do with all your heart, God will do it for you. I couldn't heal you, you know that, because I don't have any power to heal. But Jesus Christ is the only one who has power to heal. You believe that? All right. If God will explain to me what's wrong with you, will you believe it? It's in your side. It's a growth in your right side. That's right. Isn't that right? You believe with all your heart now? You've had a blessing of some sort, haven't you? And that is that your husband, which has been sick, has been healed. That's right. And that was a diabetic case. Isn't that right? That's exactly right. Now, do you believe with all your heart? Come here, man. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll be merciful to this woman and let thy Spirit move upon her and give to her the desire of her heart. As I weakly but humbly and believingly ask for this blessing in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Lord. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Have faith. Don't doubt. Were you the lady who was just up here? Something wrong with your side, didn't you? So that lady sitting right there beside the man, second lady in there, looking at me, right back there. Got something wrong with your side, yes, the lady right here. Is that right with the little round-looking hat on of it? It's correct. You're both healed now. That was you a few minutes ago, lady. Well, what it was, that same thing here in the line was calling this way, and I couldn't tell which way it was coming. See? Oh, isn't he good? He's so wonderful. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. But it depends on whether you believe or not. How do you do, lady? You believe with all your heart. Been full of sorrow, haven't you? You're real nervous, broke down. You just lost someone, your husband. Right? Don't worry. God's with you. He promised to be a sustainer for you. Don't be nervous. He holds everything in His hands, sister dear. He loves you, and He'll bless you, I'm sure. Let us pray. Our kind Heavenly Father, I bless this little lady standing here. In the name of Thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, I ask for her healing. Amen. God bless you, lady. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Darkness. God can heal cancers and make them well. Do you believe that? Just a moment, lady. There it is. Blue dress. You believe God heals cancer? Satan started to get by with that, but he missed it. You believe it? Will you accept it, lady? Believe with all your heart? All right, she should have it both ready to go off and be healed now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. If thou canst believe, sitting out on the end of the road, sir. That back there got a high blood pressure. You believe the Lord Jesus will heal you? You have to be just in line with that lady then. I thought it left, but it went right back to you. You were sitting there praying also, wasn't you? Right. All right, if you believe with all your heart, you can have what you ask for. May the Lord grant it to you. You believe you're being healed right now by the power of Almighty God? Oh God, I lay hands upon the man and ask for his healing in Jesus Christ's name. May he be healed. Amen. How do you do, lady? You believe God make that asthmatic go from you and you get all right, quit that coughing? You believe it? Oh, dear Jesus, I bless this poor little woman in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for her healing. May it be granted in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. May His blessings be upon you. God heals cancer, anything, don't make a difference to Him if you can believe it. Will you believe it? He'll make you well? Oh, Jesus, Thou Son of the living God, bless this poor little woman who Satan is determined to take her life. I pray that you'll spare her and condemn this enemy in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, ladies. Go believe in it. The heart is where God dwells. And He can heal where He lives. Don't you believe that? Will you believe He'll make you well? O eternal God, send Thy blessings upon this man who I bless in Christ's name. May he be real for the glory of God. Amen. God bless you, brother. Go believing now with all your heart. You believe with all your heart out here? God heals rheumatism too. You're sitting behind that line praying for your rheumatism. That's right. I never thought of it that the angel go that way.
Now you can have what you ask for, sir. Your faith makes you well.
Glory be to God.
To the unbeliever to believe and to accept.
You ladies sitting right out there, kind of thin with glasses on, got sinus troubles. You believe Jesus Christ make you well? You can have what you ask for. Amen. God bless you. Now the lady next to you, she's got her head down, she's praying for something. It's about her little grandson. It's right. You believe me to be God's prophet? You do? Your little grandson is suffering with a nervous condition. So nervous you can't even go to school. That's right. But if you'll believe with all your heart, you can have what you ask for and find him different than he seems. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's pray for compassion. Oh, Jesus, the Son of God, be merciful unto thee who are needy, and heal every one of these that the handkerchiefs represent. Grant it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And to this woman here, I pray that you'll heal her and make her every whit whole. May she go in the peace of God and heal as well. How many in here believe just now? I know my boy, one of them's holding my coat, so it must be just about the end that I must leave. I'll be real reverent just a moment. If you will solemnly with all your heart believe that Jesus Christ, God's Son, the shepherd of the great flock of God, is here trying his best to wind his way into your heart, to take that unbelief out and all that old indifference. What is sin? What is sin? Unbelief. And if a man or a woman, boy or girl, could sit in a meeting like this and walk out disbelieving, I believe you're past hope. Why not believe just now? Will you do it? Raise your hand to him. Come here, lady. In Christ's name, heal the woman, Lord, and make her well. Heavenly Father, I pray thee to be merciful to this audience, and let the Holy Spirit somehow, God, I don't know how you'll do it, but I'm just asking you to do it. Break that power of darkness. Break that power of unbelief. Pour out your spirit in this audience that'll shake every person where they're sitting. And make the power of God raise up the sick and the afflicted, and make them every whit whole. I commit them unto thee, great Holy Spirit. I've done all that I know how to do, and I give them to thee in Jesus' name. Why, this is the type of land that we used to have when we first come to Phoenix. How many years did I forget my first meeting when I was in Phoenix? Well, my, just look. You remember when we come to pray on the people who lay their hands over on man? I'd stand there just for a minute and hold their hand just a minute, and the Holy Spirit would reveal what was wrong. You remember that? Remember I said to come to pass? The Lord told me tonight that he met me, that he would come to pass about these things here, that he would take it to know the very secrets of the heart. I didn't know. But how I said it would come to pass that way if I be sincere. I may remember me saying that in my first meeting. See? Has it done it? Yeah. Now he met me some time ago, several months ago, and there's fixed to be a change in my ministry. It's a change for the better. There'll be a woman come on the platform one of these days.
should be wearing a brown coat suit talking to baby. That'll be it. A little woman with a baby in her arms, with a little, I may say, oh, it's a little skirt, in a little, is that what you call coat suit? Two-piece suit. I don't know much about ladies' clothes. I've never even bought my wife a pair of stockings in my life. She can buy them herself, but I made a mistake on that one time. You know in my life story, I was supposed to get one kind about another. So I just let them do it from now on. So they, I was going to buy my little girls one of those little jumper jackets or whatever what the ladies wear, you know. I don't know. Like the little ladies got those up with, sitting there with the, rose on her. What do you call them things? Blouse. That's what it is. I was going to buy my little girl, a blouse. And I had my daughter-in-law go do it. I couldn't do that. So, have faith now. The Bible said, if there be one among you which is spiritual or prophet, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him. Speak to him in dreams. Reveal myself in vision. And if what he says comes to pass, then hear him. For I'm with him. If it comes not to pass, then don't hear him, for I haven't spoken to him. I'm telling you from my heart, those visions that you see here at the platform, that's not me doing that. It's you doing that. You're the ones who are doing that. It's your faith anchored. I just submit myself. And as I submit myself to God, then your faith does that very same thing as I said. Is there anybody here in the prayer line or outside that never see it operated? Let's see your hands. Never did see it operated. Just about two or three. Well, I don't know if the Lord, maybe I'll try to, maybe one or two. If the Lord will permit, we get anointing, and we'll pray for this handkerchief. Then maybe Brother Moore can wash the dirt, and we'll just make them let the people come to. Now, if each one of thee coming, if you believe with all your heart and with all your soul, by what does it take? The Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Is that right? If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. How many times that that was the last word that Jesus Christ said on this earth? Right, Mark 16. The last word that ever fell from the lips of Jesus Christ, that if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. My ministry has never been too effective in America. But oh, how it goes overseas. Brother Miller was telling us that he said, Brother Ryan, as hard as you preach this week, if that would be anywhere outside the United States, you'd do 100 or 200,000 souls on the ground. Right? Now you see what a documented condition we're in here. Oh, my. It's becoming to a mass Corinthianism. Right? Yes, everything, this is us, and we just, we don't have to do this, and this way. Step out and take the word. Believe God. Poor little America. Feel sorry for him. But the hour is at hand. God can't judge the just people. They pass from judgment. But it has to get this fixed so he can stand his judgment. And you just remember, we are in Christ. Just keep that on your books and see how long it's going to be. Now, if the mighty works would have been done in Africa that's been done in Arizona, they'd have repented long ago. If the mighty works that's been done in Arizona had been done in Germany, we'd have had no war. We had repented long ago. In Germany, I made my altar call 5 nights and got 10,000 each night And but 50,000 souls run to Christ in 5 months and never touch the person. They just pile up and heap up and everything of crutches, wheelchairs, just piling in corners and everything. Brother Julius Sutcliffe is somewhere in the building tonight. I seen him a while ago, sitting there, Captain Sutcliffe. He was with me in South Africa, on Durban, where many thousands of people to a big racetrack, and we were only there about 3 or 4 days, something like that. And they were still coming to the meeting a week after I was gone. And the order call was said, or the line to call, we couldn't get out for our card. We just let the missionaries go out and take 2 out of this tribe and 2 out of this tribe and 2 out of that tribe. There's about 15 tribes there. And they lined up a little prayer line. And the first one coming to the platform was a Mohammedan woman. And that woman went, I said, why don't you come to me as a Christian if you're a Mohammedan? The interpreter said, well, she believed that I could help her. I said, why didn't you go Supreme? Well, she believed I could help her. I said, have you ever read the Bible? Yes. You know, Jesus will return and do the same thing that he did when he was here, and let me know who you are, what's happening, and so forth, and what you're here for. Would you believe it and accept Jesus? She raised her hand, she would. And the Holy Spirit come down, said, you went with your husband. He's a long, heavy set man, but a black left face. You went she was an Indian, went to the doctor the other day, and he examined you in the female glands and said you had a cyst that should be operated on. She said, that's right, and she said to the Lord Jesus. That shook the Muhammad to 10,000 came to Christ at one time. And I met a missionary who said, the precious jewel, the precious jewel. He had been there 30 years preaching and had won one Muhammad. Brother, the Muhammad, when Hindus came from the old Medes and Persians, they are or not. That's right. But the real, genuine Lord Jesus in action at one time, and when I made the altar call that afternoon, which I believe, and God Jewish, I believe you believe the same, way over what we said, but 30,000 came to Christ at one time. One altar call. And F.F. Bosworth, and if anybody ever met a saint in this modern day, it's F.F. Bosworth. Yes, sir, I'd stand to that if I was dying just a minute. And that old man stood there looking on that ground weeping, and was estimated 25,000 miraculous healings taking place, and never touched the person that stood there and prayed for him. 7 truckloads of all kinds of sticks and stretchers and things that sticked up off the ground were walked right away from him. 25,000! Think of it! And where you can think that you tap your life out from up and down. Pretty good, isn't it? Oh, I don't care to go back anymore. Oh, is that America for you? Oh, your day has come. I'm not talking to the church. Your day is at hand, too. That's the rapture. Praise be to God. Brother Sutcliffe, one more wonderful meeting. Would you just stand up a minute? Here's the author of the book, A Prophet Visits Africa, Chaplain Julius Sutcliffe. The captain of the United States Army now. And he's trained, I believe, in Wheaton or somewhere there. And the same college and so forth that Billy Graham comes from. Went right along with me writing that book and taking those pictures. He was standing there that night when I saw that bus coming in the first night when I landed there in Africa. And there was that bus moving, and I saw that bar, one leg 6 inches short, another chaplain, that paper standing right there taking that note when it happened. When I looked around, I seen a little green car fly sideways and hit into a tree and broke the back of a young girl. I couldn't find her. Why, she's laying way down under here. And when I heard that number, well, be careful what you tell her. But I saw a vision of her rejoicing and running. I said, stand up on your feet, young lady. Jesus Christ makes you well. Her mother said, oh, no, no, she can't stand. If the doctor says that she moves, she'd die backwards, snapping together. And the girl sprang to her feet, rejoicing, and the mother fell on the top of the girl, come out of her. Right. But it's that because there's the pictures of it in the book. Yeah. That settled it. Thousands and thousands swarms of crabs. But we got to study it out. I'm not talking about the church in America. Look at here tonight. How many in your state? Let's see your hands. Every Christian in here. See? Sinners are not interested, hardly. They don't want to come. Don't care about it. Just about to send away the day of grace. I've seen in 33 how cars would look before the coming of the Lord. They're putting on that shape. You remember, I prophesied to it. You mark it in your books. I've told you many times. It was on here. There will come a time. America is a woman's nation. And a woman will rise up soon in America and become a great person like a president or somewhere before the coming of the Lord, I believe. Just remember that. And I've said that. And cars will become more like an age shape just before the total annihilation or the destruction comes to this nation. Let us pray. Now, Heavenly Father, here we are. We're on the threshold of a new event. Here's many standing here sick and afflicted to come through the line. Behold, your servant, Lord. Your handkerchiefs are playing here, packages, letters. You're going to the needy. I bless these handkerchiefs in Christ's name, and may everyone be healed. Grant it, Lord. I pray that this blessing will be received by everyone, and as Americans, as a servant of God in this nation, and this His people, I bless this people in Christ's name. Oh God, I pray that you bless every minister. And oh, may we get a new vision of lost souls and scream as loud as we can, for the end is at hand. Grant it, Lord, I pray in Christ's name. Amen. I'm going to try something just now. Now I want you brothers to watch, or when I get under, if the anointing would come. I'd like to pray for all these people as a promise, but I'd like to pray for them so you could get that moving first, so that the whole group could be prayed for. But I'd like to first feel the touch of, I can't help it, friend. You may think I'm a fanatic, but I know that in myself, sir, I haven't got nothing here. I'm just a man. And I want to feel that something, to know that anointing is here. Before I lay hands on these people, though I can't stop with them, all they do, you can't do it. But I'd just like to feel the anointing for the first 3, 4, 5 people or something. Then you brothers just watch. Would that be satisfactory with the whole crowd? And how many of those would join with me and pray with me now? Up in the balcony. See, all you people look up there. There's at least 1,000 people here tonight. I've judged that many anyhow. I'm a poor judge. But say there's 1,000 people here. There'll be 1,000 prayers going for you at once. All the children of God. Look at that kind of people. Every one of you is born again, raise your hand. See what? God's got to hear it. Now he said, where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, I'll be in their midst. He's here. Now a little vindication of that. May the Lord God of heaven grant it for the glory of God. No more you stand there, and after 3 or 4 passes through, you see just a touch of weakness, then you start the line coming. Now, ladies, you're standing here for something. I don't know. He does. You know, I don't know nothing about you, and don't know what you're here for. But what you, says, what are you trying to do, Brother Bennett? I'm kneeling like that. Just did the Bible say one place, behold the lilies of the field? That's in the Bible. What does a lily do? He toils all day and night just to yield itself to the bee and the passerby. To give out. He has made a lily. God makes honey. So he makes the lily to give out the honey. He gives gifts in his church. We just yield ourselves. And yield. Now, if God will permit you to know what you want to ask God for, just a moment, would you believe with all your heart? Now, you know that I don't know what you're praying about now. I couldn't tell you. But if you ask God something, and He'll tell me what you want, would you believe? Would He always bring them? Now, this is for you, children. Now, each one thing that while you're out there, believe yourself. That's just the time for the lady. The lady just wants to be prayed for a heart condition. It's a dropsy. You believe that He'll make you well of it? Heal you? Give you what? Aren't you a minister's wife? I thought so. I believe I know your husband. All right? Come here just a moment. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we bless this woman in Christ's name that she will receive her healing for the glory of God. Amen. Now God bless you, baby. Now to you, lady, do you believe with all your heart? The Bible said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Your trouble's in your throat. And that's called an ulcer of the throat. And it's called something in the gland. And it's affecting your ears. That's right, isn't it? Now you believe? Come here. Oh, blessed Jesus. I pray that you'll heal her in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. How did you do? Do you believe with all your heart? God can take the cataract away. I can't see it, but you got a cataract. And you're believing God for it. You believe me to be God's prophet? You're not from here. No, sir. Your wife's with you. And she's already accepted her healing. And you're from Ohio. Right? Your name's Weber. That's right. I'll hurry back and get well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you do? You believe? Young man, I don't know you. I've never seen you. But there's a dark shadow over you. The doctor has condemned you to die. That is, he said you had a tumor in your head. He gives you 6 months to live. Won't you surrender now and all your habits and everything with it? Eat it up. Surrender to Christ, quit smoking everything else and give your life to Christ. Eat it up. I condemn this devil on the basis of the shed blood of Jesus Christ that it will leave this fire. And then the report we have from the leukemia of God. Make this young man live and be well in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, young fellow. God bless this man in healing in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless our brother in healing him in Jesus Christ's name. Heavenly Father, bless our sister to heal her in Christ's name. Bless this little boy, Lord, and heal him in Jesus Christ's name. God bless this man and heal him in Jesus Christ's name. God bless this young man and heal him in Jesus Christ's name. God bless this lady and heal her in Jesus Christ's name. God bless this little lady and heal her in Jesus Christ's name. God bless this lady to heal her in Jesus Christ's name. God bless this girl and heal her in Jesus Christ's name. God bless this man and heal him in Jesus Christ's name. God bless our brother and heal him in Jesus Christ's name. Just a moment. Are you praying, audience? Be a prayer, huh? There's visions over the audience even. Oh, my. It's so hard on this kind of line. Pray for me. You pray for me, too. Keep praying now. Just keep praying. Oh, Lord, bless this person in Jesus' name. Lord, bless our sister. Lord, bless our sister. Lord, bless this woman. Lord, bless this dear woman in Jesus' name. Lord, bless this dear woman in Jesus' name. God, bless this Indian sister in the name of Jesus, I pray. God, bless this young lady in the name of Jesus, I pray. God, bless this lady in the name of Jesus, I pray. God, bless our sister in Jesus Christ's name. God, bless our brother. In Jesus Christ's name. God bless our sister in Jesus Christ's name. God bless this our brother in Jesus name. God bless this little girl in Jesus Christ's name. God bless this lady in Jesus Christ's name. The Lord bless our brother in Jesus Christ's name. God bless this lady in Jesus Christ's name. God bless our sister. In Jesus Christ's name. God bless our brother in Jesus Christ's name. God bless our sister in Jesus' name. God bless this brother in Jesus Christ's name. Now while we're waiting a minute, how many of the audience has been prayed for? We usually accept your healing. Well, you wanted hands laid on you. I want to see if you believe it now. Raise your hands up. You just come through the prayer line. Please, you bring you. Thank the Lord. That's good. I may be altogether wrong. It may be in America we're supposed to do it this way. I don't know. All right. Have faith now. Keep praying. All the audience, keep praying. Everybody praying. Just closing my eyes and laying hands on the feet. God bless our dear sister in Jesus' name. God bless our dear sister in Jesus' name. God bless my brother in the name of Jesus. God bless my sister. In the name of Jesus. God bless the brother in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless our sister in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless this child in Jesus' name. God bless Sister Rogoff in Jesus' name. Just a moment while we're standing here. This woman here died in the prayer line when I was here the first time. Mrs. Hattie Rogoff. Her husband is a plumber, been a bosom friend, and the woman had cancer, and she wanted to come anywhere where she lived or died. And in the prayer line, somebody told me that someone was dying, and the Lord healed that woman. That's been 15 years ago, Sister Waldo. And I was 10 years last Monday. She knows the very day and time. And she, one night, I believe I was up in Canada, way up in Saskatchewan, Brother Stockman, and they called me to pray for her little grandson, I believe it was, sister's grandson. What was going on? Brain hemorrhage and polio in the St. Joseph's Hospital, and prayed for him on the spot of food. And the Lord healed that little boy perfectly normal and well. He was in the house and we eat with our sister over there one night. Wasn't that right, Sister Waldo? God bless your heart. God bless you, sister. Let's say praise the Lord. Amen. My. How wonderful. How great thou art. How great thou art. Oh, I wish I could sing that. How great thou art. Isn't he wonderful? Now, everybody bow your head and pray. All right? Dear God, I pray for this lovely little child that you'll heal her and make her well in Christ's name. God bless this, our sister. And by laying on of hands, God said in our word, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. This I do in Jesus' name. Likewise, to our sister, I lay my hands in Jesus' name. Like one or two, our sister, in Jesus' name, may she be healed. Like one or two, our brother, in Jesus' name, may he be healed. In like one or two, our sister, in Jesus Christ's name, may she be healed. In Jesus Christ's name, may our sister be healed. In Jesus Christ's name, may our brother be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the baby be healed. Bless our sister and heal her in Jesus' name. Bless our dear sister and heal her with hands laid up on her in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, think, friend, if God speaks anything, he tells the truth. These signs shall follow them that believe. The prayer now, Shabbat. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's name, may our brother be healed. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may our sister be healed. Amen. That's so much easier than the other way for me. If that's the way you desire it, that's sure my way too. But now look, what have we done? We've laid hands on the sick and prayed for them. Is that right? How many believe that went to the prayer line to heal? Let's see your hands. Everyone went to the prayer line. Praise the Lord. You know, that may be the right way. All right? Is there any person in here now that's sick that hasn't been in the prayer line? Let's see your hands. All right? Would you like to do about 100 or more? All right, now just keep your hands up. I'm going to raise my hands up. What are we doing? We're trying to touch somebody. Who is it? The one who stands omnipresent, present, who knows us. If you're reaching your hands, I'm reaching my hands. And we're all reaching our hands. Oh, God, be merciful. One day when Moses' hands was lifted up, the battle went favorable. And oh, God, today we're lifting our hands, believing that our faith is lifted up to Jesus Christ, who was lifted up for us. And we believe your healing power. Oh, God, let it rain from the skies like a shower upon every individual here and heal them. Grant it, Lord. Make some healing power power in this building just now. Everyone that believes that you're healed, clap your hands together. Hallelujah! Then it's over. Then we're healed. Then Christ is here. Then God is here. Then the angels are here. Then God gets glory out of our own. Praise be to the Lord God. All right. Brother Moore. While we bow our heads, just a moment, I'll ask Brother Moore to come and take the table today. Join me, pray God's name. God, pray that you have blessed this man and heal him. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Now, with bow our heads, just a moment. Brother Moore.